for the podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5. Exit 216. If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
Oh, flowers.
Hi. Toilets.
Welcome to Monday, everybody.
671.
8760.
Harry Got Comedy Show.
Today we talk about Swain Forkbeard.
Happy St. Paddy's Day.
Dogs dying from weed. If you drive high, you get a DUI.
Hey, track-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a.
And Pornstagram, the new website for porn pictures.
What?
Yep, check it out.
All right, I will.
Happy Monday.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Terry and Gatz Comedy Show.
That's right. It's Monday.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
That's right, matey. Happy St. Patty's Day.
Yo, hump a Guinness.
We've got a guest in the studio. We've got a leprechaun in the studio today. He's running around hiding under the chairs and shit. He won't come out.
Leprechauns are evil.
He's got a pot of gold. It's a pot of gold, matey.
Have you ever chased a pot of gold?
No, but I saw the end of a rainbow the other day that we could literally see. That's where the rainbow ended.
Yeah, but you couldn't get there, I bet.
It looked like it was right there in the field next to the freeway. And I'm like, there's no pot of... That's a lie.
No, you got to go over there.
And then it moves.
Go to the end of the rainbow. You got to actually stand in it, and then you find the pot of gold.
How do you know so much about leprechauns?
Because they are... Lepero.
There was a question on Family Feud about leprechauns the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Said, how would you know if you were talking to a leprechaun?
This is Irish.
It's just a weird way of saying name some traits of a leprechaun. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, he's short.
He's got a hat and shoes.
He eats Lucky Charms. Okay, so it's Monday, episode 671 here at the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show. We got some sleep going in the background. I've been doing a lot of sleeping lately.
They had on Family Feud the other day, I saw they had the category, name something that's played with small balls.
Yeah. And then they just did that in the Fast Money round. It probably was a repeat.
Mm-hmm. It might have been the same one.
They said baseball. Golf, obviously, was the number one answer.
Mm-hmm.
But they said baseball and tennis.
Yeah.
Which both got some points, but... Points! Points.
You've been sleeping a lot lately, you said?
I slept to like 1 the other day, which I guess that isn't too late, especially for someone like you, but you sleep odd hours, but...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm usually up by 10, 11, mm-hmm. which I was up today, and Dakota, our daughter, got up, and it was 10:30, and she's like, what are you doing up so early? I said, it's 10:30. How early do you ever get up? She's like, I get up at 9. I was like, I haven't seen you at all. She's like, well, I stay in bed for an hour when I wake up. Whatever.
That's not getting up, though, is it?
No, that's...
Because you're not getting up.
No. She goes, well, I woke up at 9. I was like, okay, well, whatever. I didn't. I probably woke up at 9 to go to the bathroom, went back to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
My nose is kind of plugged up today.
Do you get up to go to the bathroom?
Too many times, dude. Some dude was making a joke about it at the fucking comedy competition about waiting 8 hours to go going to sleep, and he's like, oh, I gotta pee, but I'm too lazy to get up, so I'll just wait 8 hours while I sleep. I was like, well, you can't do that. You'll end up peeing. Well, maybe when you're young. He's 20.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Speaking of the comedy competition, I want to congratulate the first five semi-finalists that'll be going on to the next round. It's Max Brockman, Alex Adney, Scoot Herring,
mm-hmm.
Andy Shawns, and Joe Glasgow. Not Terry Guile. But I still have a chance in the Comics Choice wild card spot. After all the finalists get through, there'll be one more spot where all the comics can vote for somebody. So vote.
I vote for Scoot Herring.
Scoot Tuna.
Yeah, because... hello? Can you hear my mic?
Yeah.
How come I can't hear it?
Maybe your headphones are shorting out. Can you hear my mic?
Yeah.
What?
No.
Okay.
But I can hear the music.
No way.
Maybe it all just went lower.
Hey, you can't hear me or can you? We've got some awesome equipment. If you guys want to donate some money, just go to tagcastpodcast.com and right there on the
left.
There
we go.
It'll say Home Season 6 and Season 1 through 5, and then right under that it says Donate.
When are we going to end Season 6? Will we ever?
At $6.99.
Or should we just go up till 7? Should we just go on?
Yeah, because it doesn't really say. We could just we could go. Once we get to 700, we'll go Season 6-6. And then we'll go Season 666. No, I don't know. We could just, I don't know. A lot of podcasts don't have seasons.
I know. But we don't really have a format that needs a season either, though.
No, we just go.
It's just for numerical purposes.
Oh, by the way, speaking of our podcast and the comedy competition, there was a guy who made it through, and his qualifying date isn't until next week or after that. His name is Aaron Anderson. I thought he was pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
He came up to me before the show on Friday and said, "Hey, Terry," and I'd never met him, really.
Mm-hmm.
We Facebook friended each other. He's like, "Hey, Terry, how's it going?" I go, "Pretty good. Thanks for coming down." He's like, "Yeah, I came to vote for you and support you." He goes, "I think you're funny." And I was like, "Cool." He's like, "Also, I've been listening to your podcast." He goes, "And not to sound weird or anything, but I listen to like a lot of podcasts."
Mm-hmm.
He's like, "You got a fucking awesome podcast." He's like, "He really enjoys the podcast. So I hope you're listening now, Aaron
Anderson." Thanks.
And I said, "Hey, if you ever, you know, if I'm in town more often now down in Eugene, since my wife's working down there, if you're ever interested in, you know, doing an interview, because I interview comics." He's like, "Well, I'm not really a comic." I go, "What do you mean? You're in the contest. You made it past the, you know, the first round."
Mm-hmm.
He's like, "Yeah, well..." He's like, "Maybe my friend Andy might be into it." And I was like, "Who's your friend Andy?" And he's like, "Andy Andrist." He goes, "He's a comedian." And I was like, "Oh, well, I know Andy." I go, "We're not like friends, but..."
You're Facebook friends.
We're not like... But
you guys never lived across the hall and participate in 8 years of antics?
Never hung out at a coffee shop.
Yeah.
But we did hang out at the Dixie. We smoked some marijuana together, so we're friends. I'd say
Central Perk.
He would know that my name's Terry. I told him that, and I know him. I was like, "Hey, we'll mention it to him. Maybe when I'm down in Eugene, I'll get an interview with you." I go, "I kind of know Andy through Chris, because me and Chris Castles..." He goes, "Oh, Chris Castles fucking hates me."
Mm-hmm.
I was like, "Why?" He's like, "He kept telling me I wasn't a comic and this and that." I was like, don't let anybody tell you're not a comic. If you're getting up there and you're doing your thing and you're telling what you think are your jokes, you're a comic.
Yeah, maybe you get up there and tell jokes, you're a comic.
You might be fledgling. Do you know what fledgling means?
What, not making it?
Yeah, a little bit. Well, kind of hanging in there, being amateur.
Mm-hmm.
Never making it to that next level. He's fledgling. That's a weird word to say. Fledgling.
You know, it's St. Patrick's Day.
Are
you wearing green?
I am tomorrow. You are a day early.
Yeah.
Yeah, you always wear something green.
Yeah, I always have mold.
I always got Mountain Dew on me.
Yeah.
That's green.
Are you like Psy with your Mountain Dew? You carry a jug with you in one hand and a glass in the other?
I'm not like Psy in any way.
Really?
No.
Not even the long beard?
Like Psy at the fucking comedy competition, and one of the comics said,
"You got a huge gray beard."
I don't. You could fool the listeners who's never seen our pictures. Yeah, I have a huge gray beard.
Yep, and it's, you go duck hunting every June.
It's akin to Santa Claus's beard. More than size, but in size-wise.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was a guy there that looked almost just like him. He had the long, it's long and straight, not big and bushy like Santa Claus's, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I would like to thank a few people who came out and voted and didn't matter because I'm not good enough. I'm fledgling. No, but Matt, the former drummer from Lawton, came out.
Right on.
He lives up past Brownsville now in Holly, which is in between Brownsville and Sweet Home.
Mm-hmm.
And Matt, another Matt came out, Matt Feltz from Central Node Productions, came out and
nice.
Enjoyed the show. And I don't know who else. Oh, our daughter, Acacia, and her
the
boyfriend.
Eugenians.
Sonia and her boyfriend. And everyone else was more pissed than me. I wasn't counting on getting through, and it would have been awesome.
Yeah.
Got some advice from Christine Levine.
See, that's the thing with contests, too. Then people leave pissed rather than having had a good time that they laughed.
If the people they vote for didn't... Yeah. A couple of them were like,
hey, well, if you leave pissed at all.
They were like, that's bullshit. You were, you know.
Yeah.
But they did say that they, after they counted the votes, they had 190 votes, which that means that 190 people, they weren't.
How many shows are there?
There's three qualifying rounds that make five each, which ends up being 15 semifinalists, and then they add the wild card, which is 16 semifinalists, and then the finals, they do two nights of eight. So there's three qualifying rounds, two semifinals, and one final. So that's three, four, five, six shows, plus the screening rounds.
Okay, how many comics at each show?
This qualifying round is 16 or 17 because it equals 50 and it's three. So two nights have 16 and one has 17 or something like that, whatever equals 50. And then it goes down to eight per night.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes down to the final six to see who gets first through sixth. Which is
so you're talking about 64. Right?
64
so you got
shows?
64 comics in six shows. What's the prize?
The prize? The first prize is $2,500 cash plus about $2,000 in prizes, which is ranges
from $4,500.
Towing and stuff like that and gift certificates for local businesses and whatnot. Second place, I think it goes down to, well, actually the prize is $2,000, but you also get a $500 spending allowance on the 6-day tour that the finalists get to go on. So I count it as $2,500, and then the second place gets $1,000 plus the $500. So I just say $1,500. But I think the fourth place finalist gets like $200 in cash and some prizes, and then fifth and sixth actually get about $300 to $500.
Could they
prizes.
Just pay each comic $100? Instead of give the a grand prize,
they could, but that would be weird. It wouldn't be a contest then, really.
No, it'd just be like a show.
Yeah, but they had to
pay
get all
comics for performing.
They had to get all these 50 sponsors together, and they're doing a lot of promoting. And because they do all the shows, and I don't know, I think that they think because it's a competition, they'll get the comics to bring out as many people as they can to support them in voting.
Certainly.
And,
certainly.
And so, and they're charging $5 a head for the qualifying and semifinal rounds and $10 a head for finals. So that's going towards, I believe.
Oh, there's the entry fee too?
Not for people who are in the contest, but people who come to watch and vote.
Watch.
Yeah, there's no entry fee to the competition, so it's all free. And everybody who made it into the top 50 got like a $20 gift pack from Coors and a $25 gift pack from High Tide Smoke Shop.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I got. That's what I got last year. Hmm. But, you know, comedy's subjective, and it's also about the votes and how many people you bring.
And, certainly.
Christine Levine lives part-time with two of the people who were in the contest, Amanda and Andy, and she was like, oh, who else made it through? We're trying to prepare for when they come home. And I was like, well, Andy made it, but Amanda didn't. So one of each, and Scoop made it through, and I was like, my wife was more mad than me, and she's like, oh, comedy competitions are awful. She's like, I've only done two, and I've never made it past the first round because they're so subjective, and the voting, she goes,
certainly.
Stick to festivals, and you know, if you're going to do something for a week and not get paid for it, you'd rather do a festival.
Well, that's what I was saying, yeah. I mean, if you, otherwise, it'd be pretty good pay if they just gave you $100 for doing your set.
Yeah. But most of these people are amateurs but have never done it.
Mm-hmm.
There was one chick from Medford, and she was wearing a schoolgirl miniskirt, super short, hot little chick with a Cradle of Filth t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't super funny. I think she had her jokes written on her shoe. Or else she was looking like literally down at her shoe. I didn't look at her shoe. Maybe she had it on her ankle. I don't know if she was just nervous and looking down, but it looked like she was reading something off.
Maybe she was trying to upskirt something. Someone.
I don't know. She could have upskirted.
She had mirrors on her shoes.
She could have upskirted me, and I would.
Did she have her notes on the floor or something?
I don't know what she. No, she was walking around. It was,
no.
So, but she said she voted for me too. I had a lot of people that I didn't know come up to me and said, "I thought you were really good, and I voted for you, and that sucks that you didn't make it through." Because Dan is all, I know, that's bullshit. I'm like, calm down, please, because you, like you said, Dustin, we're supposed to be having fun. You don't want to leave mad.
Mm-hmm.
I hate competitions. It's because I haven't won is the only reason. If I would have won, she would have loved it.
Yeah.
Like, if I would have got first place and took the whole thing, you would have said comedy competitions are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe not, though. I've told her that this was going to be my last one. I did two helium competitions. I did the Willamette Valley thing, and I did two of these. So five is enough. Unlike the eight is enough old show that we used to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm just going to work on my craft, keep doing shows.
Oh, you've been doing crafts? You making candles?
Yeah, I've been taking them up on stage and stuff.
Have you watched the late night Seth Meyers?
I have. I've watched maybe one.
Did you know he's brothers with Mike Myers?
No, but I knew he has another brother that was part of Saturday Night Live for a while. What was his name?
John.
Scott John. John Scott.
There you go, John Scott.
John Scott Myers. No, it's Seth and...
one of the two.
It's not Mike, though.
Might be Josh.
Maybe it's Fred?
Maxine.
Fred Myers. Maxine
Myers. You ever watch that show, though?
What?
With the Fred Armisen. He's already on vacation.
I watched one episode, and I thought, he's on vacation.
Yeah, he went to South by Southwest.
Oh, for Portlandia.
I don't know, because he's Fred Armisen.
So who takes his place? Is that guy Sid from David Letterman's old band?
I can't remember who took his place.
The other guitar player, is that the guy from David Letterman's old band?
I don't know. It's the 8G band.
I know it's 8G.
It's such a weird thing.
I Wikipedia them. They're drummers from Beyonce.
And then every...
I watched her do a drum solo blindfolded.
Every show he goes, hey, Fred, I hear you in... I heard you did this one thing, and then it's some incredulous thing.
Incredulous?
And Fred then goes off. I think he does... it kind of makes me think that Seth just throws him something at random.
So he can talk about
it. So Fred can do some improv or whatever on the show and kind of go, do this, and then do that whole thing.
Yeah.
But then when the guest, whoever else was running the band, Seth did that. And the guy's like, no, that's not true at all.
That's funny.
But it's all right. It's all right. I watch a few things just with, if there's a guest I want to see on there. But
I watched a couple Fallons of the Tonight Show, and I think he's done. I did watch a pretty cool thing about Johnny Carson.
Yeah.
It's on Netflix. It's just about the life and times of Johnny Carson. And
mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. And, you know, what else? I watched that other episode of Review. That was pretty funny.
I haven't seen the second one.
Oh, he reviewed Making a Sex Tape.
Yeah.
And Racism.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember what the other one was, but it was funny. Pretty funny.
Hey, speaking of Carson, did you hear about David Brenner?
No, did he die?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. He's been on Carson like 87 times.
Mm-hmm. He guest hosted for him 75 times.
I'm surprised that he wasn't on that show that I just mentioned.
Mm-hmm. He said that if Carson would have retired in the 80s, that he probably would have taken the throne.
I bet. But then he got overlooked or something.
No, he had his own late night talk show Nightlife or something like that.
Nightlife with David Brenner.
But it only went for one season.
Yeah. His weird face, his nose and his teeth are weird.
Mm-hmm. A toothy grin.
Yeah.
That's what I read it described as.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's weird that I would have said that, I guess. Yeah.
Do you know who else died on this day?
On St. Patty's Day?
St. Patty.
Oh, really? Is that why it's his day?
Yep.
Well, fuck me and the goat ass.
Also, Marcus Aurelius.
Say that again.
Marcus Aurelius.
Okay, is he in a movie with M. Night Shyamalan?
He's been in some movies.
No,
but he died in 40... No, he died in 180.
A.D.?
Yeah.
180?
No, 180.
180 A.D.?
Yeah.
Not B.C.
Yeah, he was a Roman emperor, though.
I've never heard that guy.
What about Titus Labienus?
I know. Chris Titus.
What about Harold Harefoot.
Is he a wabbit?
I don't know, but he's the English son of Knut the Great.
Knut?
K C-nut is how it's spelled, so it's like two letters off from another word.
They just, I think
C-nut the Great.
I think it's just a misprint.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed
cunt
to say,
great.
Yeah, it's Cunt the Great.
Oh. Yep. Yeah, he was a king of Norway.
So these people all died on St. Patrick's Day?
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you know what it originally was? It wasn't just for fucking Irish people to get drunk.
You know, C-nut.
C-nut. That sounds like a rapper that I know from Albany.
Yeah, C-nut was the, was his father was Swain Forkbeard.
Dude, you are pulling names out of your butthole right now. Swain Forkbeard?
Yep, and his mother was Gunhild.
Goon?
Yep, Gunhild.
Is that like Brunhilde? But
no,
it's
Gunhild, maybe.
Maybe Gunhilde.
Mm-hmm.
Like Brunhilde?
Yep.
What's that? Swain what? Swain?
Swain. Swain. S-W-E-Y-N. It's probably Zvain.
Forkbeard?
Forkbeard.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm going to Google that later because I don't believe you.
He was king of the Denmark and England and all those.
I am king of Denmark, Swain Forkbeard. Check out my beard. It has fork in it. I save it for later for eating salads. No, speaking of eating salads, St. Patrick's Day was really officially a Christian feast day in the early 17th century.
Every day is a feast day if you look in Wikipedia.
Really? Mm-hmm. Is that what they're all for?
Yep. Feast days. Everybody gets a feast day.
Now they have parades, festivals, wearing a green attire. Christians also attend church services. And the Lenten restrictions on eating and drinking alcohol are lifted for the day. Did you know that? On Lent, you can repent. On Lent, you can say, fuck it. I mean, when you're doing Lent and it's St. Patrick's Day, you can fucking drink. But it has not been encouraged because
I thought
of the
Lent
alcohol.
Was when you didn't drink.
It is, but on St. Patty's Day, you're free to go do what you want, even though you're in Lent.
That's and funny.
The Lent restrictions on eating and drinking alcohol are lifted for the day, which has encouraged and propagated the holiday's tradition of alcohol consumption and drunk driving, which I just added in there, but that's what happens. Mm-hmm. So we hope you guys don't get out there and go drinking and driving.
No. Did you hear about that one guy, though?
Yeah. Tell me, though, which one guy I heard about.
That one guy, he was, he went to McDonald's twice in a night and got a Dewey on both times he went there.
Smart.
Mm-hmm. That proves my theory that, you have to be drunk to eat McDonald's.
That's right. Especially twice in one night.
I know.
I wonder what he ordered. He's
what
like,
was he thinking, though, that second time? He's like, I got to go back down there.
Well, I know a friend. She's not a friend, but she used to be. And she was under the impression of kind of like the lottery
Cunnilingus
system. Cunnilingus under the impression of the lottery to where she had got a DUI that day. Still drunk as fuck. Drink some more. It's like, you're not going to drive.
Oh, it's like you got a whole pass for that day.
She's like, what are the odds of me getting two DUIs in one day? Duh, that's not going to happen. That'd be like me getting struck by lightning twice, which I just saw a video that was crazy. Dude's running through this storm, and he got struck by lightning. He was laying there doing the floppy chicken for a second. He gets up and starts to run. Fucking got struck twice, dude, in like 30 seconds.
Was it Ray Romano?
No.
He was on the show that I was watching the other day. I don't see why everybody loves Raymond. Okay,
that's a funny show.
Well, he paid his dues.
I mean, you know, for what it is.
He paid his dues.
It's a fucking family situation comedy that had good writers that wrote. Every line was, you know, a punchline.
You don't think that he had something to do with the writing?
Oh, I'm sure he did. But, yeah. I mean, it's a team of writers who write a sitcom.
That's true.
You know, and so it's, you know, they probably just hammer over a script. Every line is a punchline to what the last person said with a laugh track.
Yep.
You know?
Which I just found out by playing this stupid trivia game that I have. That when they add a laugh track to a sitcom or a TV show, it's called sweetening it.
Or a podcast.
Sweetening. It's called sweetening.
Artificial sweetening.
It is artificial. That's what's weird about it. It's like fucking whatever that stuff is. It's equaling out the comedy. But
Ray Romano was on.
I watched a thing about the improv, which was originally in New York. And that had a lot of good comics and a lot of good stories on it, too. If you're into that stuff, you should check it out. It's on Netflix. There's lots of cool stuff. I've been watching too much television.
You should watch The Grand.
I don't think so. I'm trying to watch House of Cards and 4400 and fucking all the other shows that I'm fucking stuck. And then now I'm getting to the
Dude,
point
the
where...
The Grand
I'm
gonna, has Ray Romano in it and David Cross.
I like David Cross.
And Gabe Kaplan.
Ray Romano's voice bugs me so bad.
Gabe Kaplan, Cheryl Hines is in it too from Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Welcome back, Cotter and Greg. Oh, Gregory Hines? Who?
Gabe Cheryl Kaplan? Hines. From
I thought you meant the tap dance.
And it flag. Also has. Dude, that movie is fucking hilarious, though.
What's it called?
The Grand.
It's just a movie, I can watch it. I thought it was
it's
another
like
80-episode series that I was going to have to watch.
It's like the Spinal Tap of poker.
Ooh.
There you go.
Okay.
I'll just
I
do
think
that.
I might have saw a little clip of that. Because, yeah, David
Cross.
Yeah, he wears a hat that's like 1-800-POKER-NOW.com or some huge hotline, 888. Dude, it's fucking hilarious.
I think I have seen parts of that on somewhere, sometime.
Gabe Kaplan plays the father of the two, of him and Cheryl Hines. And he raised him to be competitive. And one time he sat him down, and it was the house championship of chess.
Oh.
Or no, checkers. It was a best of seven, and he had to play his sister. And whoever won got to go to Disneyland, and the other one got to stay home alone.
Right on. Cool.
And it shows Gabe Kaplan, because he's the dad. He's all driving off with with the kid, and the other one's just standing there in the driveway.
He must be pretty old by now, old Gabe.
He does. He's done poker things forever.
Welcome back.
Poker commentary.
Welcome back, Cotter.
Imagine Cotter.
Did you, Mr. Cotter? Hey, ooh. Did you watch last week? We're always a week behind on Walking Dead, but I watched last week's Walking Dead. A little not so slow, a little better, I think. I'm still watching it. I'm still interested, I guess.
When they going to fucking meet up? I thought they were going to meet up when they were on the tracks. Track-a-lacka.
Yeah, that chick's gone a little crazy.
Are they going to lay down on the track-a-lackas?
She's going to found a track-a-lacka. What's it like on the track of lag? No, I think they're going to go to that fucking Neverland place or whatever it's called, where there's sanctuary for all who come and all who stay can be there.
I've read up a little bit in what's going on in the comics.
But that chick went crazy
so
a little bit.
I
kind
of know a little bit.
Don't you think when she was cutting up the zombies and like painting stuff with their blood?
Which one?
The Chinese guy's girlfriend.
Oh, Maggie?
Yeah.
They all went crazy, man. What would you do, though? What would you do if that's the case? Like, I mean, if you're, just on the track-a-lackas, you know, down there, and you're just going to follow the track-a-lackas. I mean, even if you do find a place that you call home,
I mean... Do you think it's going to be on the track-a-lacka? Because it didn't look like it was on the track-a-lacka.
Well, they're all kind of merging onto the track-a-lackas, it seems like to me. Like they're all
going to...
Like,
they think that the sign must say...
Like, the two are laying right next... Or the two or three, right, are like...
Well, Daryl just
right
almost got
to the
killed
track.
By those people.
Yeah, and then those guys are on the tracks, right?
Yeah, they're all on the tracks.
Yeah, Alaka. They're all on the track, Alakas.
But I couldn't tell when they show that map, Alapa, is there a train track running through the community that they're trying? Because that map makes no sense. It just looks like a...
I didn't see a map.
There's a sign, that big sign, and it looks like a map, and it has a circle in the middle, and it says, here's the community, and if you come here, you stay. It just looked like a death metal band's logo, just a bunch of squiggly lines.
Yeah.
I couldn't make anything of it, but I don't know. I think I also watched Bates Motel, trying to keep up on that one. It's okay. I don't know if you've been watching it yet this year.
Yeah.
It's two episodes out so far.
Where's Jeb Burns?
He'll be back Alaka. He's lying on the track Alaka right now, but he'll be back.
He's probably
he's
being
evil,
shot
dude
at and justified.
He's so like he would try to act nice when he first came in there in season one, but he just seems like something's going on with
he's
that
got
dude.
Those evil eyebrows.
Is that what it is? Mm-hmm. Even with those weird glass glasses. Mm-hmm. Everything we say is going to be track Alaka today. This might be Terry and Gatch lie down on the track Alaka today. So, yeah, this is a funny thing. I get one of my best responses on a joke is the Instagram joke about being about weed. There's a new website now called, I don't know exactly how you'd pronounce it, but to me it looks like Pornostagram. Hmm. Why wouldn't it just be Pornstagram? It's porno, pornostagram, maybe.
Pornostagram.
That might be how you'd say it, mm-hmm. so it doesn't sound like porno. It's mm-hmm. a new internet sharing app that allows people to filter and share nude pictures of themselves for their followers to see.
All right.
You know, Instagram is cool, but it has a very strict policy against nudity.
Yeah, I think Vine just went the same way after that guy fucked that Hot Pocket.
Yeah, you can't go fucking a Hot Pocket.
Yep. Now all the porn... The Vine porn's down.
I won't go fucking your Hot Pocket. So yeah, social networks are a mirror. We do basically, and so it's just trying. Mm-hmm. It's not supposed to be any porn stars, or but it'll probably. Who knows? Who knows what'll happen? It's just normal people.
Vine porn was weird though because it was only a 7-second limit.
I thought it was 6.
Maybe it was 6.
Yeah, I never ever got a Vine or even ever. I just only watched the Vines that my kids say, check out this Vine, dude, it's hilarious, and they'll be all just laughing so hard mm-hmm. and falling down. They'll show me a video. I was like, that's not really that funny.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever, Vine, cool. It's you know, people have a short attention span these days. Maybe it's because they're smoking too much weed. I don't know. And I was just waiting for this too. Now that weed's legal in Denver, they've got a big campaign, a public service announcement saying if you drive high, you get a DUI.
Mm-hmm.
Click it or ticket.
Of course.
They say one of the ads features a man installing a TV on the wall seconds before it crashes to the ground. It says installing your TV while high is now legal, but driving to get a new one isn't. That's kind of funny.
That is true.
And Washington State veterinarians have now reported a huge influx of dogs ingesting marijuana and happen to be treated for being too high.
Oh, now, come on. That's not true.
You don't think so? No. It's a true news story. It doesn't have to
I'm saying it's probably sensationalized because get this though, right? What do you commonly cook weed with?
No, they're just eating the weed.
Oh, they're just eating the weed
because people got it all laying around as it, you know, because it's legal.
They shouldn't eat the weed.
The legalization of recreational marijuana has led to a rise in THC toxicity cases for dogs. So I guess that means
I think they're just listening to System of a Down albums.
The THC toxicity for my poochie. It can prove toxic in dogs to legalization. The legalization, which took effect in January, has led to a rise in reported cases of canine ingestion. 10 to 12 cases a week. I saw a beagle once that ate an entire Ziploc baggie full of marijuana buds.
Really?
No, that's what Dr. Nathaniel Stewart from the VCA Pacific Avenue Animal Hospital in Tacoma said.
Mm-hmm.
It can cause it can trigger seizures, coma, and even death.
Yeah.
In canines.
What about deer that eat them on pot farms?
I don't know.
You ever? Is there YouTube videos of that?
The deers don't eat my dad's pot plants.
Really?
I think they like it. It smells skunky.
Pour a bunch of salt on there.
But now they got weed that smells like bubblegum and chocolate.
If you could mix some teeth with salt, maybe they'd do it. And then you'd have a dancing deer.
This one person said you could smell marijuana on the dog's breath, which would be way better than regular dog breath.
That is true. Just give them a marijuana lozenge.
Yeah. Affordable Animal Emergency Clinic in Seattle. The lady there said there are weeks when we're pretty much seeing every single night. Dog come in, 2 stone, dies.
Dies
toxic.
I think that's scaring people.
Don't let
every day it's happening.
What are you smoking? It's some Labrador, man. My dog ate my stash. Cheech and Chong called it. I had to follow him around with a little baggie for 3 days. I think it really blew the dog's mind. And that happened on Trailer Park Boys. A little Sparky ate a bunch of brownies.
Yeah.
After Ricky fucking shot himself in the ass, or his daughter shot him in the ass or something.
You know, but Colorado made $2 million in January from pot taxes.
I don't doubt it. They made
that was from 56 stores.
I knew they made $270,000 on the first day.
Mm-hmm. So, and yeah. Now you can bet that all the lobbyists are stoked to like write up new bills to spend the money.
Oh yeah, and up the prices.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna up the prices.
First $40 million is going to build schools. How many schools do you think that would build?
I can't even estimate because
eight.
I'm, probably
$5 million a school.
They'd probably, you know what? I don't know. Stuff costs so much these days. I don't even understand.
I know. Then you got, if you made it out of bread, it'd be damn expensive. Unless you're using Oven Joy.
Or cheese. If you made it out of cheese, dude, that bucket shit. That's the only thing I can justify stealing from my local grocery store.
I don't know. Salt. Black pepper.
Dude, you steal salt?
No.
I steal cheese sometimes. I'll admit it. I hope that no one from the local market is listening right now, mm-hmm. but check the tape. Sometimes I
sounds
steal
like a safe song.
Sometimes I steal cheese from a local neighborhood market.
Shredded?
Nope, sliced.
Oh, sliced?
Okay. Yep, that way I can make sandwiches or I can tear it up myself and put it in an omelette, mm-hmm. which I've been making a lot of omelets lately, which I'm getting pretty fucking good at. I had a sausage and cheese
That's
omelet.
How you get good at cooking eggs, just practice.
Yeah.
Just make them.
And I got a perfect size pan for a 4-egg omelet. It's perfect. Mm-hmm. And it's
what size?
4 eggs.
Can you flip it?
Yeah, I
flip it. Do you flip it?
I flip it in half. I flip it in half or whatever.
With the pan only?
No. It's not that good of a pan. It's not one of those ceramic fucking... You don't even need oil or grease. No, what I do is I cook my sausage or my bacon or whatever I'm going to put it in. Uh-huh. And then I drain part of the oil out, but I leave some of it in there. So you get that good sausagey or bacony mm-hmm. grease taste yeah. in the eggs. And it looks kind of spotty because it's like chunks of bacon and sausage cooked mm-hmm. into the eggs. It's pretty fucking badass. I dig it. I like it. That's my new thing now is making meat and cheese omelets. My wife saw that.
Stuff.
That sausage has been in there like 2 weeks. You shouldn't eat it. It's like, well, it says to eat it within 3 days or freeze it. She goes, well, it's been like 13 days. I said, fuck it. I'm eating it. I didn't get sick.
I would have said, yeah, well, these eggs are 6 months past two.
Yeah, you know how you can tell? You put them in water, and if they mm-hmm. float or if they
If they
say,
float or sink, one or the other, they're bad.
Is it like the witches or is it like the...
I can't remember.
Because if it sinks, then they kill her because she's a witch. Or no, if she sinks... And drowns, that means they don't have to kill her because she wasn't a witch.
Yeah.
Darn it, she died anyway.
Yep.
But, no, Dan Kral probably knows if he's listening. How do you test? He's like, oh, don't buy eggs from anybody. If you heard Max Brockman's joke, you would fucking freak out, Dan. He says he bought eggs for $1.39 a dozen. That's fucking cheap, dude. Where do you get the eggs for $1.39?
I don't know. And even the grocery outlets like $1.99.
Yeah, and with Dan,
maybe he's buying robin eggs.
And those farm fresh, freaking fresh range, fresh roasted, vegan free, whatever those eggs.
Mm-hmm.
$3.89 a fucking dozen or something.
How to make a vegan egg? Isn't that just a Cadbury egg?
I'm just kidding. It's not vegan, but it's what do they call it? Free range.
Oh,
they're not kept in a bucket with a bunch of other chicks.
They won't keep them in a bucket, do they?
A cage, whatever. I was just trying to be more dramatic. I got 50 chickens in a 5-gallon bucket.
Yeah. Probably should. I mean, you know, I don't see any reason to keep them in a cage, really.
Unless you got coons or raccoons.
Well, even in a free range, you're still in a cage, right? They're just not, like, in a cage where they're not able to move, right? Yeah. I mean, you still have fence around them, don't you?
Yeah.
You know, they're just not wild chickens on a...
You got a big...
Because they're going to run off into the woods and...
Yeah, you do have an eventual fence.
Elope.
That's true. Go find some
you know,
other
chicks. Yeah. It might be a huge farm, but you still got a fence around the farm.
That's right.
So you drive around town, man, every place has a fence.
So they're not...
It's weird, isn't it?
They're not truly free range, then.
Like, there's a fence between every house these days.
Huh. Yeah. Why you got to put up fences everywhere?
It's weird.
Back in the day...
Man, I'm going to start a fence company.
You should. There's always going to be, people are going to be separating lots into half because yep. of the bad times.
And if I use shitty wood, they'll have to have it remade.
Hey, you need a fence? Heard you're splitting your lot up. You don't want to see your neighbor, do you?
I know. You don't want to ever have the ability to go over to your neighbors, do you?
You don't want to be fighting over where the line is, do you? When you're mowing the lawn. I mowed two fucking rows of your lawn last week.
Come on. I remember that. You came over and did that.
It's bullshit. I'm putting up a fence now.
That way it's harder for either of us to mow right next to it. Right?
If somebody puts up a fence in my backyard again, because they did that before, and it was a shitty wooden fence, like you said, and it eventually mm-hmm. just rotted away to nothing.
Yep.
So now it's just like a row of hedges, which is kind of fancy.
But those are a pain to maintain.
That's a funny thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pain to maintain. I was trying to win this contest here to get the use of a tank. I would just take out the fence with a fucking... Arnold Schwarzenegger has a contest where you can use his tank to just break shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's an M47 patent tank. You get to ride shotgun with Arnold. With Arnold.
I wouldn't do it.
Why? You'd be working out. You could live together on it too. High probability that this would be the best day of your life. Cigars are included.
I would like to do the remake of Commando.
You could do it in this. It's a fucking tank, man. Do
yeah.
you imagine if Arnold cussed more? That'd be awesome. I can't do a very good Arnold, but...
I'm Arnold.
I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger. I own a fucking tank.
Pretend like you're talking to Danny DeVito. Because you're like,
I never saw that.
What? You never saw Twins?
I think I saw it, but I didn't watch it.
I never saw Junior.
Wasn't that the same two people?
No, I don't think he was in there. He didn't play the baby.
Was Danny DeVito?
I saw Kindergarten Cop was funny, though. And I thought the other one that we were just talking about was all right.
I guess.
Not Junior, but what was the one?
Fucking
Twins.
Yeah. That one.
With Danny DeVito.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I haven't seen it in forever. But it's like Throw Mama from the Train kind of thing.
The promotional video shows him crushing cakes, bubble wrap, weight bench, and taxi cab with his tank. The former California governor is planning to donate his proceeds to entries of after-school all-stars. An organization that provides year-round after-school programs. He also promised to match every dollar raised. The winner will get two tickets to go to L.A. and spend the day with Schwarzenegger crushing stuff.
I saw, yeah, that'd be fun. What would you crush?
Just think of the meathead douchebag that would be applying for this contest. Oh, you get to crush taxi cabs and weight benches.
I'd be like, let's crush a bunch of army men. Little tiny army men, so you wouldn't even know you're like running it over or anything.
One of the items listed is bubble wrap. Why will you crush bubble wrap with a tank?
Be loud.
Crushing cakes.
I used to throw, at work, I'd throw bubble wrap underneath the forklift tires. Because then when they'd...
Pow!
It sounds like a bunch of firecrackers going off.
Either that or your tires blowing out.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been watching a little bit of Ridiculousness. They got some new shows back on, which I've been missing. I forgot.
That stuff is ridiculous.
Dude, I know it's just another video show, and I can go on YouTube and watch
videos.
It
ain't as good as that one.
It's better than Tosh.0.
No, I'm just talking about Shaq.
What's Shaq? Oh. I believe, in my opinion, I'm not into skating. I'm not a skateboarder. I'm not into Rob Dyrdek. But that is the funniest video compilation show. In my opinion. Some just... people get hurt so bad. And sometimes they're like, oh my God, is that guy okay? And he's like, I don't know, but here's a new video. They're just laughing at it. It was like, oh, you're just laughing at this guy because he tried to jump off this super high thing into water and he fell short and fucking hit his head on the fucking dock. Ha ha ha, that's funny. Oh, is he okay? I don't know, but check out this. This is funny. Here's a dog biting a kid in the head. Or just, God, I laugh, though. It's one of the only shows that I literally LOL at. I think I was LOLing at the review show. That was pretty funny, too. His wife wouldn't make a sex tape with him, so he bought a $4,000 doll.
That's funny.
Yeah. He's very awkward.
You know what I've been watching?
The League?
4 to 400.
Oh, I think I'm just starting season 3.
Ah. I'm in season 2 somewhere.
Oh, where the Myasapan or whatever that stuff's called?
Not even the there.
Oh, okay.
Well, I've seen it before.
So you recap.
But Flames is, he was interested in it too. And
it's not
so
bad.
We just got past the one where the guy, the losing weight guy,
Oh, yeah.
With his saliva made you lose weight.
Uh-huh. But too much.
Mm-hmm.
It was like thinner, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a little bit like that.
He's just eating. Skinny. Oh, well, that's what you get.
Yep.
When you fuck around with shit.
Mm-hmm.
God, I don't know why my nose is so plugged. I shouldn't have done so much coke last night. That's one thing about being a comedian. You do a lot of cocaine.
You have to.
They were just giving out lines. That was part of the parting gift. If you didn't make it through, you get to do two lines of coke.
Nice.
Just kidding. I'm making up stuff right now. Just in case anyone's listening thinks I'm serious, that was a lie. But I thought that was really funny. One of the funniest ones on review when he did addiction.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, well, I did everything now, and I'm not addicted to cocaine, and I'm going to try this, and now it's trying to... cocaine.
Yeah, we grin it. He's all, I'm a little tired. Goes in the bathroom and comes out and he's fucking
coke
in
on
your
his
face.
Nose, yeah. And he's all, I've realized that my relationship with cocaine has severely improved my life. I'm more organized and I just do stuff more often. And then he goes on the camping trip with the boys. That's classic stuff.
Camping powder, that was fucking hilarious. Have you seen camping powder?
That's when I realized that there was a problem.
You know, that's a...
That I needed more cocaine.
There's a show in Britain that's based on kind of...
Why is everything can't be new?
I know. It is good for him, for Andy Daly, though. It's a good vehicle for him.
Do you think he writes a lot of that stuff? And who's
I think so.
Who is that
chick? I watched the addiction one from the other one, and it was nowhere near, like, the same. You know, it was...
Like, when The Office first came out, it was literally line for line, almost.
Yeah, this is different. I mean, obviously it was more British humor and it was more British humor. No, and just had different things going on, like he resisted when it came to the intervention.
Ah.
And, you know, Andy didn't on his version
of
it. He's
all right, an intervention, yeah. Let's go to rehab, woo!
So, you know, I don't think it's just a blatant, like, let's take that script and vamp it up, you know.
Yeah, and put it for American
I like
audiences.
How he wraps it around all at the end, too, like, combines them all.
Yeah, for sure.
He was on Seth Meyers. That was one of the interviews I watched. I just watched that little thing. It was like a 3-minute thing. It was his first ever time being on a talk show.
What?
Yeah.
And so ever?
Yeah.
I don't know if I can believe that or
not. No, it was.
Okay, I believe you.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry that I said I didn't. I kind of.
You like the Flaming Lips?
Oh, they're okay. I don't have any of their stuff. Not a huge fan, but I just saw that the Black Lips were coming to Portland, but I don't know what that is. It made me think of the Flaming Lips, mm-hmm. And I did watch them one time on Austin City Limits with Beck.
Mm-hmm. That would probably be a pretty cool show.
It was pretty cool. It was about
five. They're good musicians and stuff, you know. They started out very punk, too.
Huh.
And, punkier than they ended up being kind of weird.
I heard that the Moist Boys were on tour.
They are, dude.
With Nicky.
Mm-hmm.
Nick on the bass.
Yep. And Mickey.
Nicky and Mickey.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know why I thought of that. But yeah, what were you going to say about the other band, the Flaming Lips? Have you been listening to them, or do you enjoy
them? No, I recommend people listen to them unless your name is Hans.
Yeah, he don't like those guys.
Hans, listen to the first one. Maybe you'll like their first one. It's a lot more punkier from the early 80s, maybe late 80s,
yeah.
87 or so.
It'd be a tough sell to Hans.
But anyway. Oh, they're in the studio currently recording a cover of Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Oh, Hans will hate me couple, even more now.
With a couple guest stars. I can't remember the one, but one of them is Miley Cyrus.
Oh, man. Now he really hates those
Wayne
guys.
Coyne of the Flaming Lips Instagrammed a gram. No, it was a picture of Miley Cyrus in the studio with them. She was rolling up a doobie.
Yeah, I heard Miley Cyrus just cancel her Instagram account because it's never enough. She went to Insta-Kilo.
Oh.
I just take an Insta-Key. Insta-Key. Yeah, so now Hans, you know, Hans was one of the first to gloat that terrible joke, what it would take to get the Beatles back together after John Lennon got killed, and it was just like 3 more bullets.
Mm-hmm.
And... he loved that punk song called One Down, Three to Go, which was about the Beatles. He might have grown up a little bit and tries to appreciate, but I think Hans pretty much hates the Beatles. I don't think we'll ever find them in his CD player.
Yeah.
But we'll get to that.
The music so much, or just the idea of the Beatles?
I don't know what it is about them that he hates, but he hates them. We're going to get to a couple crazy Florida stories before we go to Hans's CD player here. I got an influx. I don't know if it's just because spring is coming or what.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going crazy, crazy in Florida. I was hoping I'm going to save that one for Flames if he is on the show later this week. God, there's so many to choose from. I don't even,
did you hear about the George Zimmerman's parents are suing Roseanne? That's in Florida.
No, suing Roseanne Barr?
Yeah, because she tweeted out their address when all that stuff happened.
I thought you were going to say her ass.
No.
She tweeted out her ass.
Tweeted out her address.
Wow. Well, you think they're going to win?
I don't know.
Zimmerman's a crazy Floridian.
I saw her on Futurama, too. She was the guide to the knowledge of everything.
Well, here's the first one. Police in Florida said they arrested an alleged bad dad accused of soliciting a prostitute while his toddler son was in the car.
Hmm.
He was cruising down in a known prostitute hotspot in Daytona Beach. The woman turned out to be an undercover police officer, and he was arrested on solicitation charges. He's a father, a married man. Ridgewood Avenue is infested with disease, infested prostitutes. Why do you got your kid with you? He said he denied ever agreeing to pay the woman for sexual acts. She came over and offered everything. It's a big entrapment police thing. The reality is, I thought it was some crackhead, and I felt bad for her, and I prayed for her, and I drove off. Then I got arrested. So, and this is on another totally different side of crazy. There's a guy in Florida who has just built a new Kawasaki motorcycle. He didn't accidentally misspell it. It's spelled with a C. He'd been working on it for 10 years. He used cow bones to make a whole motorcycle. It's a chopper. He's selling it for $55,000. It's made from cow skulls and bones, also from alligators, raccoons, and pigs.
So he should make a Kawasaki, and it'd be like made from crows.
Ah, this Kawasaki. Should be a Pigasaki or a Raccoonasaki or an Alligatorasaki. he's never ridden a motorcycle. He's 65 years old. But these are strictly
Why
for
not?
Decoration. They don't actually run. Oh, really? You can't build a real fucking motorcycle with fucking animal bones? That's weird. I thought that you could. That's sarcasm for you, kids, if you don't know. He'll build a motorcycle for you. He can build it in about 3 or 4 days. But where does he get all the bones? I don't know. Yeah, his place, he's got him all over. Ripley's, believe it or not, different places. Probably the most photographed motorcycles in history.
You think anybody ever puts candles in their head anymore?
In their head?
Yeah, like on Ripley's, believe it or not.
What are you talking about?
Have you ever been to the waxworks and there's that guy with a candle in his head? Because back in the day, before they had electrical lighting, some people were just, they had a candle inserted in their head, in their skull, and it just lit so that they could tour people around.
Is that a real
people
thing?
Around. Believe it or not.
You got to trust the word of Dean Cain on that one.
No, this is way before Dean Cain.
Yeah, but he's the one trying to fucking convince you of it now.
Yeah.
Or wait, 10 years
right
ago.
Right after you watched the video.
No, I don't
Here's
know.
Here's the world's largest elephant on video. Believe it or not. Well, you just fucking showed it to me. How
well,
could I not believe it?
That
Did he doctor the video? I don't know. You're Superman. You could do anything.
That doesn't mean... Well, okay. I guess you got a point there. But, you know, I don't ever remember... I have been to Ripley's, believe it or not, at the coast over there, and I don't remember a guy with a candle in his head.
No, he's right at the very beginning. I like the space wall.
The space wall?
The room where you go in and it's all dots. It's like you're in space.
Oh, dude, that room trips me out.
Dude,
it's
I
like
want a whole room
and shit,
like that.
And you're like, whoa, I'm going to fall off the edge of the fucking...
Yeah.
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 I want a room like that. It would be cool.
It would be cool.
I always thought if I have a house with at least 9 rooms, that would be one of them.
Okay, who was it? Were we talking about it on the podcast where we said we were going to make the ant farm out of gophers huge, you know, with plexiglass, and then someone said something about putting a fish tank in the middle of it?
Mm-hmm.
Was that us?
Yeah.
Flames or someone?
Mm-hmm. Okay, maybe Al.
T- talking to Farmer John Tapenose just last night, who I'm going to get an interview with because it's going to be classic. And he's like, I told him about that. And then he's like, yeah, and then you can get a fish tank and put it in the middle. And I was like, was that you that we were talking? He's like, I've never said that before. And I was like, I'm freaking out right now because I didn't know.
Well, it's me. I always talk about the fish tank in the on the wall.
Yeah.
Like if you put a fish tank on the wall so they couldn't turn.
Right.
It'd be so skinny.
What's in Hans's CD player today?
Hello.
This is something Hans was listening to back when I first met him.
All right, I'm going to guess.
He recommended it to me.
What year? What year were you? Did you first meet him? Was
I met
it
him
90?
In 1990, but this
right,
was from 87, I think.
Milli Vanilli.
No. You were really close. The first three letters are very close to that.
Oh.
Mel.
Torme.
That's close, too. That might be his real first name. Melvins.
Oh.
The Melvins. He's listening to Gluey Porch Treatments, which is a really weird... that just... When I heard, he's like, check out this album. It's Gluey Porch Treatments by the Melvins. And I'm like, what the fuck is Gluey Porch Treatments? Is that something you huff maybe and get high off of?
Hmm.
Gluey Porch Treatments.
I think you probably would.
But it was some of the first, slowest, like... Probably the closest to doom that I ever heard. I didn't know what I was hearing at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, if anybody's into the Melvins and just hear their newer stuff, check out Gluey Porch Treatments. It's 27 years old. Way to go back there, Hans.
The first doom song I heard was With and Without You.
Mm, the Beatles.
Yeah, was that doom?
Yeah, Hans has all the Beatles albums. He loves their doom.
It's like real slow sitar-y.
Yeah. A lot of doom has sitar. And I had a doom day the other day, doomsday.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to all four of my Yob albums on the turntable in their entirety while I cleaned the house.
Nice.
And that was a long listen because that's two double records and two single records. And that was a lot of Yob. I was kind of Yobbed out. I want to go see them, but I never have the chance. They're going to be playing the Friday that we have the Denny show coming up. I'm not going to be able to go that, obviously. And then they're playing again Stumpfest.
Uh-huh. You going to go over there and do some leg tricks between bands?
I think if I whip my stump out at the door, they should give me them free.
For sure, dude.
I don't see why. I mean, I'll just say, hey, look, I have a stump.
Mm-hmm.
Stumpfest. Come on. I played at a Stumpfest in like 91. Two Stumpfests. I wonder if it's the same Stumpfest or different Stumpfest.
Well, that was when the stage was a stump, right?
No, it was a fucking flatbed of a truck. We played on a flatbed with some weird bright work light shining in our face and bugs all like drawn to it like a moth to a flame.
You think that the kind of stuff would go on today?
Remember that, Hans, playing on a flatbed in front of about seven punk rockers trying to mosh? Seven? It's hard for seven people to mosh, but...
I was listening to Led Zeppelin.
Ooh. We were talking about
number
Led
three.
Zeppelin. You've probably heard the stories. I blew Farmer John Tapenose.
What?
What? No. No. I blew Farmer John Tapenose's mind.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. I cut off early on that one. No, I told him about all the plagiarism Led Zeppelin is accused of on their very first album.
Mm-hmm. Of stealing riffs or using studio musicians.
Well, I really don't have time to get into it
right
now because we're getting ready to wrap up here. But we'll talk about that on Wednesday. If anybody doesn't know, a lot of people think that 80% of the music and lyrics on Led Zeppelin 1 is all stolen from other people, and a lot of it is just, they just flat out said, it's written by Jimmy Page, it's written by Robert Plant, it's written by people who didn't really like it, write it.
But. You know, he wasn't the first singer either.
No.
Robert Shrub.
He wasn't tall enough, right?
Yeah.
Then he blossomed into a plant.
Mm-hmm.
No, they did ask one guy, and I only remember his first name because it's a super cool first name. His name was Terry something, and
mm-hmm.
he was only 17. He was going to be the original singer.
He's only 17.
Yeah.
And in Led Zeppelin.
And his mom didn't want to let him go.
And his mom didn't want to let him go. And he's in Led Zeppelin. Well, that sounds like the story from Almost Famous.
What? Which story? There's more than one in there, kind of, isn't there?
Well, his mom didn't want to let him go, Francis McDormand.
Oh, because he was only 16,
mm-hmm.
a 16-year-old writer.
Yep.
You think that still happens today with the introduction of blogging and being able to send in stories and
no.
Do you think they have young writers that are only 15, 16 for big publications?
You know, I know like the video games and tech industries, they probably send young bloggers places.
Yeah.
Because they do that. Because that's their target audience is a 15-year-old.
Really?
Some tech industries, sure. And video games, yeah. You know? I don't know. There's probably some that make a name for themselves, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about Led Zeppelin because they did... You like Jimmy Page, right, though?
I do. He's a very innovative guitarist. I loved... we also got on the subject of which came first, Song Remains the Same or Star Wars, because remember during that concert when he was playing with the bow and then there was the thing that came out that looked like a... They had like a sword fight and stuff and then it looked like a Star Wars character kind of. But anyway, I like Jimmy Page. What do you want to say about him? You going to dog on him?
Yeah.
What did he do now?
Those goddamn Zeppelins. No, they're doing they're reissuing all their albums.
All of them?
Yep. And number 1, 2, and 3 are going to be out on June 3rd.
I think I have all of them on CD already, so.
No, but get this, dude. You can get each one will be a single disc or a deluxe double disc, which you can get, which will have like a live unreleased rough mixes, backing tracks, or alternate versions of songs you haven't heard.
Huh.
You really need to hear backing tracks of a song.
Not really.
Or you can go super deluxe, dude. You get all that in CD, LP, and digital download with a hardbound book.
Wow.
All three formats.
Well, how much is that going to cost?
I have no idea. The first
2,000
of them will be hand numbered or something.
Oh.
Are you going to get those? Are you interested in hearing backing tracks and alternate versions and a few new tracks?
I might be interested enough to go seek it out on the internet and listen to it, but I really doubt that I'm going to buy it.
Mm. What's your favorite Zeppelin song of all time?
Oh, that's a hard one.
Ron, your R stomp.
I like Nobody's Fault But Mine pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
I like Moby Dick, even though it's mostly a drum solo, but that riff is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I think my favorite album might be Led Zeppelin 2.
Oh, really?
But maybe not.
I like 3.
Presence is good too, though. Physical Graffiti. I don't know.
What's on Presence?
Christmas songs.
You ever heard his version of One More Cup of Coffee Before I Go?
White Stripes did. Oh, yeah, but it's a Bob Dylan song, right?
Yeah, but the White Stripes did it too.
Right. I think that's who I heard it first, but he does it with Alison Krauss.
His version is fucking hilarious, though, man.
Robert Plant?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's good. It's an interesting version of it in its own right. It's just hilarious how he's using his voice in there.
Yeah.
That's fucking cracks me up.
Do you think
but at the same time, it's like, that's pretty cool.
Do you think he heard the White Stripes version before he recorded it?
No, I don't think so.
No?
I don't think it was. I think he did his before.
Oh.
I think he did his in the 90s.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear it till after I'd heard the White Stripes version.
I think it was on one of his first 2 or so solo.
Huh. Well, right on. Yeah, we will talk more about Led Zeppelin and their alleged plagiarism, which is no new news, but, you know, breaking news here. Dun, 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 dun. Nelson Mandela and Gilda Radner have both died.
What?
Yeah. Sorry to tell you. But yeah, thanks for listening, you guys, on a mundane Monday, and we will be back at you.
Mm-hmm.
Stick around after the show for plugs.
2002.
Go to terrygow.com and check out my shows coming up, and go to tagcastpodcast.com and do some shopping at Amazon, okay? Okay.
I will.
We'll see you on hump day.
Rock on.
Peace out. You little nuckas. I said nucka. Hello, all you taggots, and welcome to the new version of Plugs. I hope you enjoy it. I'm going to start with some open mics for comedy, if that's what you're into, because I like doing that. Every other Monday, it's at Taylor's Bar and Grill, 13th and Kincaid in Eugene. It's Don't Gong Comedy. You can take a chance at an open mic, and if you suck, they'll gong you. Maybe. Starts at 9 o'clock. It's free. And they have drink specials where they spin a wheel, and there's a new special, like every half hour or something. Also on Wednesdays at Tiny Tavern, 4th and Blair in Eugene at 9:30, it's a free open mic with Mac Chase, comedy style. Green Room's on Thursday. That's right inside there at Doc's Pad. 710 Willamette in Eugene, and Friday at the Cush Cafe, 1235 Railroad Boulevard, another open mic put on by Mac Chase. So plenty of chances for you to go out there and tell jokes and whatnot. And if you just want to go listen to jokes, here's some shows coming up. I'm in Portland on March 26th. It's in Salem at the Shack Bar and Grill, 2865 Liberty Road. David Mascaro and Noriko Ott, hosted by Jesse Priest. It starts at 7 p.m. I believe it's a free show. You got to be 21 to get in there, though. And then on the 27th, the next night, that's at the White Owl Social Club in Portland, 1305 Southeast 8th Street. It's a show that mixes comedy and metal. What more could I love? I wish I could go to it. It's called Lex Hilaris, with Derek Sheen this time, Philip Schallberger, Jordan Kasner, and Alex Rios. Probably some more comics. Hosted by Noriko Ott and a two-piece metal fuzz band, whatever that is. Fuzzed out duo. They're called Towers. It's $2. It's real cheap for metal and comedy at the White Owl Social Club on this 27th. That's a Thursday night. And then on the 28th, it's the Grand Slam Comedy Show at Denny's with, like I said, the first lady to brave the Denny's stage, Gina Ginsburg. Daniel Caceres is probably going to do a set as well, and some more comics are being lined up as we speak. March 29th, the last Saturday of the month, Bleepin' Funny at Sam Bond's Garage in Eugene. Brought to you, as always, by Leanne Joshaway. Starts at 5 p.m. It's an early show from 5 to 7. That way you can still get out on your Saturday night and do something else. And this is a free show, and you can bring your kids because it's all ages there until like 8:30, even though it's a bar, but you can bring your kids. It's awesome. April 21st, it's Doug Benson in Eugene at the Wow Hall for the 4th annual 420 show. But it's on 421 because he's always so stoned he doesn't know what day it is. Get tickets for that, probably wowhall.com, or just search Wow Hall Doug Benson Eugene. You know how to use your Google thing. I'm just reminding you of these shows. Like this one, Sunday, March 30th. It's Carcass, Black Dahlia, Murder, Gore Guts, and Noise Them at the Hawthorne Theater. It's the Decibel Magazine Tour 2014. Tickets are in advance, $25, 28 at the door. Old Portland famous 80s rockers Black and Blue are back. I don't know if they have the Warrant singer still. Jamie St. James, he filled in for the dead guy. Anyway, April 4th at the Hawthorne Theater. Tickets are $20 in advance, $25 at the door. And then coming to Albany at Lucky Larry's, it's Jason Moser's band Splintered Throne, April 11th. Bringing down Earth to Ashes from Portland as well. That's right off I-5 there at the Albany exit 233. Lucky Larry's. That's going to be a trip. Sold-out show with Queens of the Stone Age at the Keller Auditorium in Portland. So if you don't have your tickets, you can just dream about going on April 15th. April 29th, it's Mastodon and Gajira, however you say it, and another band I can't pronounce, at the Roseland Theater. Tickets are $25 in advance and $40 at the door, so don't wait till the day of the show. May 3rd, Fu Manchu at Dante's in Portland, $15. Day of the show or in advance, so those guys are cool. They don't charge you more the day of the show. Also, May 3rd, if you're not into stoner metal, go see a death metal band. Three of them. Nile, Seasons of Suffering, World of Lies. I think there might be four or five bands, actually. I think Necryptic has jumped on the bill. So go check that out. Tickets are $13.50 in advance. If you get them from Tony Avila from World of Lies, you'll get a free poster and some other cool stuff. And other than that, I think that's all that's going on right now. So that's that. Go check out some shows. Go back to TagCast Podcast and listen to our show. It's funny. Tell your friends about it. And send us a dollar via our PayPal because we need money for new equipment and other stuff like hosting fees and shit like that for the internet. But anyway, thanks for listening. Go out and do something fun and come back and listen to our show. Peace out. It's a holiday in Berlin.